Welcome, everyone, on this Thanksgiving week to another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. And Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska, inviting you to the TK Angus 41st Annual Bull and Female Production Sale. That's coming up December 16th. And if you can't make it in person, bid online at DV Auction, all right? 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls, and from Arrowsmith Red Angus, 50 spring calving females. So get a hold of Tim Marlette, Rick Marlette, or Brad Arrowsmith. And again, tkangus.com, December 16th.
Tri-State Livestock News. Dive into the world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. They have local, national, and international livestock industry news. They cover it all. Livestock auction reports. They have award-winning columnists. They have classifieds. They have special interest sections. And a lot more, of course, because it is Tri-State Livestock News. Go to TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
Well, I have some more of those interesting facts about Thanksgiving, since we're a couple of days away from Turkey Day.
Okay.
In 1953, the Swanson Company overestimated the number of frozen turkeys that it would sell for the holiday season by 26 tons. That's a lot of turkeys. Rather than waste the meat, Swanson sliced it up, repackaged it, and created the first frozen TV dinners.
Really?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
And Thanksgiving in America may be older than many of us recognize. While Thanksgiving is largely tied to the 17th century settlers, the National Park Service says in 1565, Spanish settlers in St. Augustine, now Florida, celebrated by having a meal to which they invited the native Saloy tribe. The Spanish served pork stew, sea biscuits, red wine, and garbanzo beans. Some say the Saloy contributed turkey, venison, and May. So maybe it's a little bit older.
It might be. You know why it didn't take off, though?
Why?
The garbanzo beans.
Yeah, I got that drawback.
Okay, why do we eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
Because it's yummy.
I have the answer.
Okay.
A pilgrim woman told her husband it would be nice to invite the Indians over for dinner to thank them for all their help since the arrival at Plymouth Rock. She asked him to go hunting and catch a nice big pheasant so they could have a celebration. The husband, having just gotten off the boat, wasn't much of a hunter, but he did his best and set a snare along a small path in the woods. A short while later, a pheasant came down the path and noticed the circle of strings. Gee, it said, that looks like a trap. Someone could get hurt in one of those. And the pheasant gingerly stepped around the trap. Soon another pheasant came down the path and saw the snare. Gosh, it said, a bird could get caught in one of those. They shouldn't be left lying around. And the pheasant carefully stepped around the trap and went on its way. Then a turkey came down the path. Upon seeing the snare, it said, wow, a trap. I wonder if it works.
Oh, no.
That's bad.
Turkeys are smarter than that, by the way.
Yeah. As a hunter, you know that, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go back, Mike, and listen to some more things, the troubles that small children have. Life is hard when you're little. It's not as easy as you think. My son came home from preschool one day with his sandwich unwrapped and uneaten in his lunchbox. He explained he liked ham and cheese with the cheese on top, but when he opened it, it was on the bottom.
Oh, well, flip it over then.
I know. You'd have thought he'd have thought of that. Kids look outside of the box.
That's true.
Yeah, you'd have thought they'd have done
outside
it.
Outside of the lunch box.
Yeah.
In this case.
Yeah. Thomas shares, we still talk about the dark day when our oldest suffered the ketchup touching the hot dog bun. That must really be traumatic. I'm not so sure we haven't had it happen, though, too.
How do you not have the ketchup touch the hot dog bun if you put it on the hot dog?
Well, no. Yeah, you only want it on the hot dog, and some children can't cope with it the other way. Here's another little one. My son had a meltdown when I cut his sandwich into squares instead of triangles. Remade it. Okay, here is your dang triangle. Of course, he asked, Mommy, what's a dang triangle? He's almost 30 and still believes the three types of triangles are acute, obtuse, and dang.
That makes sense, though.
Isn't that funny? Oh, and here's from Yvonne, not a mom, but a former preschool teacher. Never forget the day a dad brought his 2-year-old in naked because she refused to get dressed.
That's probably a no-no.
Yeah, well, but I can see him doing it.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is a special week. Spend it with friends and family and have a great Thanksgiving from The Good Stuff.